This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Yeah? All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're here in wonderful Leicester. Well, it's not been wonderful, has it, brother, recently? No, it hasn't. Tell me what's happened. You tell me what's happened. Who wants to tell me what's happened? Come into the video. You. You don't know what's happened?
Not much.
Okay. No, recently.
I don't know.
Basically.
Go ahead, please.
Extremist Hindu group came to Leicester yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of them were from out of town, not many of them from local. Decided to vandalize Leicester, attack Muslims, and we're just here. We're going to show them that we're not going to stand for this. We're going to peacefully protest. But we also need to show them that we're not scared of them. So we're going to go in this direction, and we're going to peacefully protest.
That's right.
Again, they've not turned up today.
And what can you tell us some of the stuff that's happened? Because people around the world, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be watching this video right now. They want to know what's happened. Go ahead,
basically,
please,
brother. For the past 6 months, they've come around mosque, vandalizing the mosque, just causing, hitting our brothers and sisters, just attacking them.
But have you started on them?
No. We've not started on them. We've given them chances. We said, trust Allah, let it be.
So why did this? Some people will ask, why did this?
We gave them a week. We gave them a chance. A week later, one of the brother got attacked. Younger brother.
How did he get attacked? How bad was it?
There was 30 people. There was 30 people attacked one brother. He got a bruised ribs, broken hand. Broken fingers.
Yeah. And, have they been using weapons?
Yeah. They've been using weapons.
It's been an ongoing thing. All the attacks that have happened, it's all been instigated by Hindutvas. And I tell everyone that's watching it to read upon the RSS ideology, which comes from the ideology of Hitler. So I advise everyone to read upon that, because that's the same ideology that's running in Leicester now. We've never had problems with
We've
Hindus.
Given I've got so Hindu many friends. Opportunities.
We've never had issues. Sorry, we've never had issues with Hindus. We've lived peacefully. We've had neighbours. We've even helped them in COVID camps.
It's the Jews that are causing the problem.
It's a part of Hindus that are coming in to this, especially within Leicester, and causing the issues. And all the issues that have happened have never been instigated by us. They've happened, and we've just come out to stand up and protect ourselves. So everything that's happened has happened from their side. We've stood up.
Are we saying here that these Hindutva individuals who are inspired by this ideology are simply attacking Muslims because they are Muslim?
Exactly that, and that's the same thing. If you read upon it, that's the exact same thing that happens in India. And if you read upon some of the stories, it's horrible. The way that they go about, they go out in mobs,
and they
mob lynch. They ask, are you Muslim? And what they do is they strip you and they beat you up there in public and kill you.
And basically, they're trying to bring all that what's happening.
That's the ideology, and that's coming to Leicester.
And now, let me ask a question.
Now, you've given them chance, opportunities to keep it peaceful. They've gone out, spreaded our word, but they've still not done that. Yesterday, they came down, 200 people from London to the coach, and they've come down. Apparently, they're supposed to have a peaceful march, a protest, but they started vandalizing everything, just kicking out, breaking cars, hitting people, our Muslim brothers, and they were escorted by the police as well. And now we're trying to do the same thing today, as his brother knows, he was here as well.
Yeah,
they're trying to do the same thing, but the police are stopping us from doing that.
So what I'm gonna say is this, can we all agree on something, that people in Leicester have had enough now? People in Leicester have had enough of this Islamophobia that's going on. Is that right?
Yes, we've had enough.
And if someone gets hit or attacked, are we going to have...
We're going to stick up for our brothers, Muslim sisters. We're just making sure our sisters are being...
Have sisters been attacked?
The funny thing is, right?
Have they been attacked, sisters?
They have been.
They're just scared to go out at the moment and leave the houses.
There's that fear
of just walking around peacefully.
Elderly.
But now the circumstances have changed, because we've walked around peacefully for 1.5 miles without their presence. They're letting us walk.
Yeah.
But 2 hours ago, why did the youthful raging? Because they didn't let us march. But now they're letting us march.
And
you know what he said to me? We've got the police presence now. The guy said we've got police presence now. They had that from day one. Why didn't they let us march? 2 hours later, we're back to square
so
one.
So what you're saying is that you feel like you've been treated unfairly.
Yes.
Yes. By
the
police.
Favorism, basically.
That argument kicked off there because the police stopped it. We said they never let us march. They've got
so you're saying that they let the Hindus march, but not you?
Yes,
absolutely.
Right.
And they had more police officers today to contain us than they had to contain them yesterday. And they had more numbers than yesterday
and they had
than the numbers we have today.
They had metal
bombs. Why do you think that's happening then?
Favorism. We feel like this is favorism.
I'm taking one.
They don't like Muslims.
They don't like us.
To Qatar Street all the way here without anything breaking,
no violence.
Vandalism.
No violence.
There's over 100 of us, there's no vandalism, nothing, and they're still stopping us. They're walking peacefully. That's what's causing the rage.
We're mobbed as terrorists, no matter what we do. No matter what we do, we're still terrorists.
They're
only letting us protest.
We should have been
let's be real.
Let's start walking back.
One more thing. One thing I want to say is this: people that are not aware of what's going on in India, people need to realize that people are getting killed because they've slaughtered a cow to eat beef.
That's what's happening.
Now that might sound ridiculous to you, most of us are meat eaters, but these vicious and violent vegetarians out here that want to export that ideology of the Hindutva and bringing it. You're telling me it's coming to Leicester?
Let's
make it clear, it's not only Hindus, it's these racist Hindus.
Thank you.
Not Hindus, racist Hindus.
So what we need to do, guys, is we need to, first of all, we have two objectives. Number one is what? To raise awareness. Not just what's happening here in Leicester and that this radical ideology and whatever's coming, but also in India. You understand? Because it all emanates from there. Number two, the second objective is to defend ourselves and our honour. No longer do we want to see in other parts of the UK certain people getting hit, certain elderly people, do you understand? So can I get a pledge from you guys that you'll never let this happen in front of your face again? If you are there, are you the protectors of
this?
Yeah?
Is here today.
That's it. So it's within the law. Within the law of Islam, You know, if someone does that, we don't believe in slap your face, give them the other cheek. It's within the law of Islam and within the British law that you can use proportional force, reasonable force. So what I'm going to say is that enough is enough, we're not going to have this anymore. At the end of the day, if you want to try and bring fascism in the form of Hindu fascism to the UK, it's going to get squashed quite quickly. Would you agree with that? Alright, Jazakumullah khair.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even